Governor Andrew Cuomo has both a primary challenger and several general election challengers as he seeks a third term in office. But New Yorkers could be forgiven for mistakenly thinking that the governor is actually running against President Donald Trump. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
On nearly a daily basis, Cuomo spends a portion of his public events railing against President Trump. Cuomo spent 3 days in a row in late July critiquing what he says is the president's failed cleanup efforts in Puerto Rico in the aftermath of two major hurricanes.
Come back to Puerto Rico. Apologize for the mistake. Say that you will make it right. Provide funding for the reconstruction effort and provide help for the struggling economy. Puerto Rico never needed paper towels, Mr. President.
A few days later, the governor was with members of the healthcare workers union and hospital executives, where he vowed to fight against attempts by the Trump administration to chip away at the Affordable Care Act. And he told the receptive crowd he's fighting the president on several other fronts as well.
What they've done to the immigrants on the border and trying to tell us who's a new American and who's not a new American and who's worthy to come and who's not worthy to come. Who are you to say who should be a new American? We're all new Americans.
Steve Greenberg, political analyst and spokesman for Siena College Polls, says the governor's focus makes perfect political sense. Trump is highly unpopular in New York.
He uses President Trump as a foil, which is a smart political strategy for the governor because he knows that the president is disliked, unfavorably viewed in his home state.
Greenberg says Cuomo is not just talking about the president, though. He's also using the power of his office to highlight non-Trump-related topics, like economic development grants. The focus on Trump, though, as a political opponent, helps the governor from having to mention his actual opponents for governor. He faces a primary challenge from New York City actor and education advocate Cynthia Nixon. Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner is waging an independent effort, and the GOP has nominated Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. There are also Green and Libertarian Party candidates running. Cuomo is ahead of Nixon and the others in the polls so far, and Greenberg says it makes sense not to help her campaign by drawing attention to it.
When the governor has a 2-1 lead over Cynthia Nixon, it does not work in the governor's best political interests to be raising the issue of Cynthia Nixon.
The focus on Trump also keeps attention away from other topics that the governor does not like to discuss. Several of his former associates were convicted on bribery and bid rigging charges earlier this year. And the U.S. attorney is looking into accusations that the governor's office was involved in a pay-to-play scandal. It involves a healthcare complex in the Hudson Valley known as Crystal Run. When Cuomo was questioned by a reporter about the probe and whether he might return $400,000 in donations from the healthcare company's officials, he initially did reply to the question.
If the ongoing investigation finds any fraud, then as we've always done, we will return the donation.
But then he criticized the reporter's employer, Charter Communications. Zach Fink works for the New York City news channel New York One. It's owned by Charter, and Cuomo's Public Service Commission recently began legal action to ban the company from doing business in the state.
But speaking of fraud, Charter Spectrum has been executing a fraud on the people of this state.
Cuomo did not take questions from the media at two events on Wednesday. Late in the day, spokesman Rich Azzopardi issued a statement saying that the governor respects Fink's work and that Cuomo wasn't saying anything he has not already said about his grievances against the reporter's parent company. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.